Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is 6:48. We're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has cleared Spaceship Two, a commercial six-passenger spacecraft owned by Virgin Galactic, to begin rocket-powered suborbital test flights. My next guest will soon be going to space. Ken Baxter has the number one position on the Virgin Galactic Space Tourist Passenger List. He joins me now to tell us what he's expecting on the expedition. Ken, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
Well, I'm expecting to have a trip of a lifetime. Obviously, there's, I think, less than 400 astronauts so far, and I'm hoping to be the very first one to go up on Spaceship Two.
Now, the ticket price is $200,000. You'll be up there for, several minutes? Why is that worth it for you?
Well, ever since I was a child and watching the Mercury flights, and of course, beginning even before the Mercury flights were the Sputnik flights, I had a desire to be one of the astronauts, and sort of lost my ability to think that way until I saw Spaceship One in October of 2004 win the XPRIZE.
Now, what
and
do
then
you...
I said, I think that's for. Go ahead.
I see, well, what do you know about the spacecraft and about your experience of being launched into space? How is that going to actually happen?
Well, we're going up on the spaceship, not Spaceship 2, but the carrier plane 2 named Eve. And that will carry the spaceship up 10 miles high. We'll be dropped from the spaceship or from the carrier craft, and from there we rocket into outer space and go out about 100 miles.
I see. Well, from the background noises I'm hearing, it sounds like you're on the spacecraft right now.
I wish.
Now tell me, the actual time, from what I understand, where you're going to actually be in space, floating around, is only 5-8 minutes or so. Is that correct?
That's what I've heard.
Why so short? I mean, are they not able to keep you up there for a half hour, an hour maybe?
Well, the way our rocket is designed, it's designed to run until it actually runs out of fuel. And like a bullet, then it just continues to fly until it runs out of power. And then at that point in time, there's a 5 to 8 minute time when you're in the absolute floating in outer space and seeing the black sky, taking pictures,
now,
calling for my set.
Are you going to be those strapped in the whole time, or are you going to be actually able to enjoy floating around a little bit?
I understand we're going to be strapped in, of course, during the time that we're shooting like a bullet. But from the time that we get it, kind of the apex of that flight, we will be allowed to get out of our seats.
I'm talking to Ken Baxter. He has the number one position on the Virgin Galactic Space Tourist Passenger List. He will soon be in outer space. How soon do you expect to actually have this experience happen?
Well, like you mentioned at the first of this interview, the Spaceship Two has been cleared to do test flights. I understand from people at Virgin Galactic that the rocket is now ready to be tested, and shortly after that, I'm hoping to be on the first flight to outer space.
Is there any kind of training that's involved? Are you going to have to condition yourself somehow?
We did our training in 2007, and I'm sure we're probably going to have to go through that again. That's been a few years.
In terms of the G's that you're going to be feeling, though, is it going to be, have they given you a sense of just how much pressure you're going to be under as you're bulleting up there?
I've already done it, the 6.5 G's. If you weigh 200 pounds, that's like 1,200-pound elephant sitting on your chest.
Well, no kidding. How long is that experience going to last? How long are you moving that fast? It's going to be a couple of minutes.
Guessing back. No, I don't think it's that long. I was going to say less than a half a minute. It's like a bullet. You know, as soon as that takes off, it gets to almost Mach 4 really fast.
I see.
And then after that, you are kind of coasting like a bullet would after it shoots out of the rifle.
Are you concerned about your safety? I'm guessing you've signed all kinds of documents acknowledging the Virgin will not be responsible for any mishap.
I signed a lot of paperwork 7 years ago, but I'm sure that's part of it. The spaceship itself has, I'm going to guess again, has completed at least 30 runs from 10 miles up in a coasting down like the space shuttle, like a glider, and safely landed. So I haven't heard of any new reports because they've over-tested it and it's completely safe. If the engine didn't fire at all, the worst case scenario is that you would come back and do a safe landing back on Earth.
Now you're going to be one of six passengers on this initial flight?
Yes.
Do you know the other five then?
There's a lot of speculation.
Anyone famous going to be sitting next to you?
If you look at the list, there's a lot of famous people, but the last one that signed up that I heard about on the news was Ashton Kutcher, and he was ticket number 500.
Wow, okay. Now, that's incredible. So even Mr. Kutcher can't get up there anytime soon. Just a minute left, but how did you get that number one slot?
I actually called for Sir Richard Branson the day after I saw the XPRIZE documentary on 60 Minutes. And I called him at Virgin Atlantic, and he called me back. And I said, I want to be your number one first astronaut.
I guess the early bird gets the worm and the space flight also.
Well, I'm hoping that way.
Well, it sounds like exciting stuff, Ken. Good luck to you. Ken Baxter, number one position on the Virgin Galactic Space Tourist Passenger List. Thank you very much for joining us here on WILS.
Thank you so much.
And we will be right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to 1320 WILS.